And to the Holy Spirit. chapter 9. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Luke chapter 1. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones, and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We follow the Advent Responsory on page 230.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name.
Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
This is the name by which he will be called.
of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of peace here given. Where can peace be found in a chaotic world? A world of desperation and confusion and chaos. Last week, we focused on the first verse of the office hymn. Once he came in blessing, all our sins redressing. Came in likeness lowly, Son of God most holy. Bore the cross to save us. Hope and freedom gave us. Tonight, we consider how this one who came in blessing, now he gently leads us with himself. He feeds us. Precious food from heaven, pledge of peace here given. Manna that will nourish souls that they may flourish. How can your soul flourish and be blessed in a world of chaos? Today we briefly consider this evening the pledge of peace promised by Isaiah in 700 BC and the pledge of peace fulfilled as described by Luke in the first century. Where can peace be found? The pledge of peace was promised through the prophet Isaiah in 700 BC. Isaiah chapter 9 is one of the Advent Christmas prophecies where Isaiah is self-aware of whom he is speaking. He is speaking ahead of time in prophecy about the Christ and the pledge of peace that is promised. There has never been peace with God without his Son Jesus. There is only chaos. There is only confusion. Apart from the Christ, the Prince of Peace, the world knows no peace. The pledge of peace that was promised in Isaiah 9 was spoken of in these terms. It is glorious. It is a great light. It is an increase of joy, and it takes oppression and breaks it in pieces. The war instruments are taken and burned. And amazingly, this will come through a child, God's Son, Isaiah said. He will have shoulders upon which the government will be placed. He will have a name, the name above all names. And the triune name of God is spoken here by Isaiah. The mighty God is, first of all, the everlasting Father. Secondly, he's the Prince of Peace. Thirdly, he is the wonderful counselor. His government and his peace and his throne will come from the line of David. All the Jews knew that when Messiah came, he had to come from the line of David. And it will be Micah who mentions later on the city of Bethlehem, the city of David, the city of Christ, the Lord. We heed the pledge of peace promised by Isaiah, because only in Jesus is there true justice and true righteousness. And the last phrase of the Old Testament lesson, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this and will accomplish this. Zeal, power. And you know what the Lord of hosts means? The word host is Sabaot, not Sabbath, Sabaot. The hosts are the armies of the angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, armed along with Michael, the powerful angels, the hosts of the Almighty Ones who surround the Lord who is the Lord of those angels. His zeal promises that peace will be established through that child, through that son, whom we know will be born in Bethlehem. We believe that the pledge of peace was fulfilled because as was prophesied by Isaiah, so is fulfilled as written by Luke in the second lesson this evening. The pledge of peace has been fulfilled. And we see this amazing encounter between Elizabeth and Mary. And the pledge of peace was fulfilled. Blessed is the fruit in the womb of Mary. You know that Zechariah and Elizabeth in their old age had miraculously conceived, and inside of Elizabeth was John, who would be called the Baptist. Then, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ had been conceived in the womb of Mary, though she was a virgin. So the prophet John was inside of Elizabeth, the Christ Jesus was inside of Mary. And an amazing testament to the awareness of the unborn child in the womb, and this is why we protect all life in the womb, from conception until old age. John is inside of Elizabeth, about 6 months along. He recognizes that when Mary greets Elizabeth, the sound of that greeting brought joy to John. He knew that his Lord was in the womb of Mary as he was in the womb of Elizabeth, and he leapt for joy in her womb, showing us the awareness of a child even in the womb. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, Mary then speaks the Magnificat, which we're about to sing immediately after this sermon in the order of Vespers. Mary, of course, was the one who spoke to the angel Gabriel, just like Zechariah had. It was Gabriel who said that she would conceive as a virgin. It was Gabriel who said that nothing is impossible with God. And it was Mary who said, "May it be to me according to your word." The pledge of peace that was fulfilled in her womb, who would be born at Christmas, will come to be crucified and then risen from the dead. He was the Lord, the joy, Mary says, and God, her Savior. He is mighty and great and holy and merciful, she said. His strength comes in his humility. He fills us with good things. His help and his mercy, because he is the seed of Abraham, promised to come to crush the head of the devil. My friends, this has been fulfilled in the person of Jesus. We have the pledge of peace here given because we are at peace with God the Father through Jesus Christ. And as we sang in the hymn, he feeds us with himself, the precious food from heaven, the manna that will nourish us in Holy Communion. Where can peace be found? In a chaotic world, not in the world, not in our surroundings, not even inside of ourself. Peace is found outside of ourselves, in the person of Jesus Christ. And when we have Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, then, and only then, can we then have peace in our hearts, and we do. A peace that surpasses all human understanding. May the pledge of peace that's promised and fulfilled fill your hearts during Advent with joy, so that your soul may flourish. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ sustain us unto everlasting life. Amen. Amen.
We stand to sing the Canticle, page 231.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
For he has regarded the Lord.
passing them to the person next to you. We will now gather the offering. You may be seated. Stand for the prayer, page
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.